The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Marato kasike teke barakata kabayakata ile papalakata rabakabu rabas teke basho ile papalokoto kabarokoto kaba itale besheke borokoto mantele bakura itakababu lekere babababababa ile paparakata kaba itale besheke teke bara ile prokoto kabayakata kabaya Ile papa la katara basokoto kapete keba atua. Walari atua ratos kapara buta kabaya karabasata kaba. We give you praise, Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. You alone deserve our praise. You deserve our worship. You deserve our honor. You deserve our adoration, of God. Ile papa rokoto kaba itale beshekete kebara. Ibe bebebe iteke baruku tu kapente wa jabura kata kabaya ile papa ruku tu kabastike basho li papa loku tu kaba itele babu rababa loku tu kabastike basho asha kabaya mando li kreto raba itakuri ebo shakaba ita ayebebe itola kayabu otoa jabara ile papa loku tu kaba leketeke balo katala babu Li papa rakata kaba itala basho. Ile papa rokoto kaba itale besheke teke bara. Ile papa lokoto kaba rababas tuki basho. Ile papa lokoto kaba rababas tuki basho. Lahari ba uta iba shukutu atea. Ile papa leke teke barokoto kaba itale beshe. Ile papa lakata kaba leke teke barukutu kabanta. Wahi lakatu libre ke teke barukutu kabante. Jahala bakuru katu handa ipe ilu asita. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. Father, we exalt you. Father, we uplift you. We thank you, O God, for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of life to live, O God, this day, to express your glory. Li papa rokoto kaba yakatu kaba leketeke barakata. Ile papa rokoto kaba yakata kaba yakata. Ile papa rokoto kaba itale beshe. Ile papa rokoto kaba balokoto kaba stiki bashokoto kaba stiki bashokoto kaba ya. Ile papa rokoto kaba ile papa. I papa lokutu kaba lokutu kaba lekete kaba lokutu kaba lekete kola kata kaba lokutu kaba ya. I papa lokutu kaba rakatu kaba stiki bashokutu kaba itala bashokutu. I le papa lokutu kaba lokutu kaba itala bashokutu rabaita. Mahantali bi ele uta. Ye porokutu akayaba atia. I papa lokutu kaba itale beshe. Rata kushike borokutu kaprete akamita. Ayi Alura baita kukumasi alanta. Ya brokoto kabate lepe karanto kastiki bazuka. Ali arato kazike leke teke baleka ya. Ile bebe iteke barokoto kabante. Oshakala kataka barokoto kabara atua kaya. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you worship, we give you honor, we give you adoration of God. Ile papara kataka ba itele boshokoro. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, we uplift you. Lord, we magnify your name. Barababa itale besheke teke bara. Ilebebe iteke barokoto kaba itale beshe. Lebaba lakataka barakataka ba itale beshe. Rebaba kataka ba itale besheke teke bara. Ibeleke teke baroko toka ba itale beshe. Li baba la kataka bara baba itale basha kaba ita. Ibeleke teke baroko toka ba itale beshe ke teke bara. Ali baba la kataka ba itale beshe ke teke bara. Balika tu kalibre e teke baroko toka ba itale basha kutu kaba ya.
This is the doing of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Father, we shall rejoice and be glad in this day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed
thank you, Jesus.
Name, oh God.
We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor.
Yes,
we give
Lord.
You the adoration of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome you to resurrection power for today, or simply power for today, coming your way from Destiny House podcast of the Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi Down. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Pascal and his team, our technicians. Beloved, we are in a very serious era with the war that is going on in Israel. It is very prophetic, very, very, very prophetic. And we don't have to just miss this. This morning, we want to pray on the theme, praying the everlasting covenant. Or let me state it well, awakening or provoking the everlasting or eternal covenant, everlasting stroke, eternal covenant, everlasting stroke, eternal covenant, awakening stroke, provoking the everlasting stroke, eternal covenant to speak and fight for us, to speak and fight for us. To speak and fight for us. Awakening stroke provoking the everlasting or eternal covenant to speak and fight for us. The subtitle will be praying the everlasting or eternal covenant. Simple. Praying the everlasting or eternal covenant. Beloved, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 20. Hebrews 13, verse number 20. Hebrews 13, verse number 20. Let's see what it says. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant, NIV uses the word eternal, other version uses everlasting. So we shall be using the two terms interchangeably, everlasting stroke eternal. So I read again. This was the benediction that Apostle Paul was, okay, it's not clear whether Paul wrote the Hebrews or not, but we believe that Paul wrote the Hebrews. From the original, this thing, he wrote the Hebrew. So, this was the benediction that Paul was giving to the readers of Hebrews. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal or everlasting covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, 21, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. I read that again. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant, the blood of the eternal covenant or the blood of the everlasting covenant, covenant brought back from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. Now, I want to read from the original King James. When you look at the same scripture in the original King James, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Amen. Beloved, we want to hear something about the covenant. One of the most powerful things that we can stand on, in fact, the foundation of Christianity, the foundation of the worship of Yahweh, is covenant. Is covenant. Covenant is an agreement, a pact between a lesser being and a supernatural being. A lesser being and a supernatural being. A covenant simply is a supernatural agreement. It's a spiritual agreement. It's a spiritual agreement between a lesser being and a supernatural being. A covenant can also be an agreement between two equal people. So in simple terms, the word covenant simply means agreement or a pact. But covenant is more than an agreement. A covenant is more than an agreement. Even though we say a covenant in simple terms is an agreement, a covenant is more than an agreement. A covenant has reward for the obedience of the terms of the covenant. Or it has consequences, curses, punishment for disobeying the terms of the covenant. Every covenant, true covenant, has terms. Every true covenant has terms attached to the covenant. Every covenant has terms attached to the covenant. A covenant has a sacrifice. A covenant has a place. A covenant has terms. And God is the one who witnesses covenants. God the Father is the one who witnesses covenants. Beloved, the foundation of the worship of God, Yahweh, is covenant. Is covenant. The foundation of the formation of the nation Israel is covenant. The covenant that God cut with Abraham in Genesis 15. Genesis 15, he cut the covenant. He cut the covenant. We call it cutting the covenant. Genesis 15, he cut the covenant. So, when we talk about covenant, that is actually what we mean. A covenant is cut. You cut a covenant because of the animal component and the blood component in the covenant. That's why we use the term cutting the covenant. Now, anybody that is supported by a covenant almost becomes invisible, unconquerable. Let me put it this way. The kind of covenant that covers a person determines the person's invincibility. Somebody should write it down for me. The kind of covenant that covers a person determines the person's invincibility. It's a big word. Invincible. Let me put it just simply. The kind of covenant that covers a person determines the person's unconquerable nature. You know, there are covenants, but even spiritually, there are covenants. All religions, they enter into covenant. They do covenant. Even the initiations, they are all covenants. But there are two highest covenants that exist eternally. Number one, this is the covenant of God with Abraham in Genesis chapter 15. We call it Abrahamic covenant. Abrahamic covenant. Abrahamic covenant. We have Noahic covenant. When Noah built an ark, when Noah built an altar and made a sacrifice after the flood in Genesis 8, Noahic covenant. And then God gave the sign of the rainbow that from that time, any time rain is coming and the rainbow appears, it will not rain. And that has been there or has been so up to today. We also have Abraham's covenant, where he cut a covenant and made a promise that Abraham's descendants will possess the nations, there will be a blessing, this and this and this and that. Fine. After Abrahamic covenant, we have the highest covenant that ever exists. And that covenant is Messianic covenant. That is covenant of our Lord Jesus Christ. The covenant of Jesus with his Father. Why he came to die for us. Beloved, we call that covenant everlasting covenant or eternal covenant. Eternal covenant, everlasting covenant. Because it involved the very life of our Lord Jesus Christ. It involved the very blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it is called the eternal or the everlasting covenant. Beloved, this is the covenant that covers you and I. The covenant that covers you and I is called the everlasting or eternal covenant. It was the covering of the covenant. It was a foundation. Today, somebody should be liberated online. Miracles and testimonies are flooding us online right now. As I'm speaking about covenant, beloved, let me tell you, by the grace of God, last night I was praying for today, for today's activities, when the Holy Spirit just dropped this topic that we should deal with. In fact, everyone online who is really paying attention and will understand this, from today, you will never fear anything again. You will never fear defeat. You will never fear disgrace. You will never fear Satan. You will never fear witches and wizards. You will never fear anything again. Because child of God, you have inherited an eternal or everlasting covenant. Look, the devil fears covenant. The devil is very careful about covenant. Look, the devil is very careful the person he attacks because of the covenant. As a matter of fact, do you know the reason why the devil is still harassing us and holding Christians captive and afflicting and attacking us? Yes, God didn't promise milk and butter Christianity. No. There are sufferings here on earth, and there are things that we go through as Christians. But one of the reasons why we are still victims to many of these things is because of ignorance. 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 And fear. We don't know who we are in Christ. We don't know what Christ has accomplished for us on the cross. We don't know what we have inherited in Him. These are the three things that Satan will consciously and work at to cause us never to remember. Because as long as our minds, our eyes, our attention is on who we are, He is finished. I'm telling you, He is finished. So do you know what Satan does? He occupies our mind. He occupies us with daily problems and troubles. He occupies us. Satan occupies us. He occupies us with all manner of problems. In fact, he magnifies problems. He makes our daily problems and challenges like a mountain in our mind, in our heart. He magnifies these problems before us so that when we look at this problem, there is no way out. The reason is that, or the truth is that you and I have inherited, or we are children. Somebody should like, you and I, we are children of eternal or everlasting covenant. Say, I am a child of everlasting covenant or eternal covenant. I am a child of everlasting covenant or eternal covenant. Say, I am not afraid. Say, my case is different because I have the backing. I have the backing of the eternal or everlasting covenant. Say, my case is different because I have the backing of the eternal or everlasting covenant. When you are a child of a covenant, you are finished. Do you know why Isaac succeeded in Genesis 26? Do you know why Isaac succeeded in a famine land? In a famine land. A land of poverty. A land where people are running away from. Do you know why Isaac succeeded at a place that people were running away from? In Genesis 26, everybody was running out of Gerar to Egypt. Because Egypt was then the most prosperous economy. And so people were running away. But God told Isaac, you should not leave Egypt. You should not go to Egypt. You should not leave Gerar. Stay in Gerar for a while and I will be with you. Let's read it in Genesis 26 from verse 1. Now there was a famine in the land besides the earlier famine of Abraham's time. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, to Gerar. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live." Verse 3, "Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you, and will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands, and will confirm the oath I swore to you, to your father, Abraham. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and will give them all these lands. And through your offsprings, all nations on earth will be blessed." Now, why will God do all these things? Verse 5. Why? The answer is in verse 5. Because, or let me say, what qualified Isaac? What is it that qualified Isaac to enjoy all this? Verse 5. "Because Abraham obeyed me and kept my requirements, my commands, my decrees, and my laws." So Isaac stayed in Gerar. Verse 12 says, "Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year reaped a hundredfold because the Lord blessed him. The man became rich, and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. He had so many flocks and herds and servants, and the Philistines envied him." Now, let me just end there. It was the covenant that God made with Abraham, and Abraham's obedience to the terms of the covenant. Abraham's obedience to the terms of the covenant. Abraham's obedience to the terms of the covenant was what qualified Isaac. Was what qualified Isaac to prosper in a famine land. Child of God, get this very, very clear today, that what really qualifies you to enjoy the blessings of God is the covenant. Abrahamic covenant. Even we, you and I, we are also connected to the Abrahamic covenant, according to Galatians chapter 3. Because of our being in Christ, because the tribe of Judah from which Christ came is Jacob. That is Abraham. So the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, let's read Galatians chapter 3, verse number 29. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So you see, every believer in Christ is also connected to Abrahamic covenant. Yes. Because of our source. Christ, his physical root, his physical genealogy is traceable to Jacob. Is traceable to Jacob. Is traceable to Judah. Like that. Before now, the Messianic covenant itself which we have inherited because we believe in Christ, or because of our faith in Christ, we have inherited the Abrahamic covenant. Beloved, this is a powerful thing that we need to understand. Why is it called everlasting or eternal covenant? Because the person involved in the covenant is still alive. Look, God is a covenant keeper. I'm telling you. God never forgets covenant. I remember one of the things that caused me to understand the nature of God, the way God lives, is what God said to me some years ago. When I was having a lot of financial challenges, I'll be talking when I'm driving. Then the Lord said to me, remember, 1989, you went to preach at Ebenezer Assemblies of God. In those days, the law was all over the place. And you made a pledge. 1 plus some zeros. I don't know, 10 CDs or something. Those days, it was a big money. You remember you went to Emmanuel Assemblies of God, Ogle Road. Emmanuel Assemblies of God. You made a pledge. You remember you went to Joapon and made a pledge. Remember, you went to Ketekrachi and made a pledge. You haven't paid all those pledges. I was driving when the Lord decided to just encounter me. And I said, oh, Lord, but that is a long time. What I am telling you happened in 2000, so after 2000. Something that happened 89, 90, those were the years, 88, 89, 90, these three, those were the years I went to these places and preached at fundraisings and made those covenants. And so I was telling God that, oh, but 89, 88, that is long time. That was the first time I understood an aspect of the nature of God, an aspect of the nature of God. Even as a theologian, I can tell you that I never understood. That was the first time I understood an aspect of the nature of God. And what was it? What God told me shocked me, and I'm going to tell you. This is what made me to understand that aspect of God. God said to me that 89 is just like today. 2005, 2006 that we are talking right now. 89 is just like today. 1988 is just like today. Is just like right now. That was when I first understood that a day is like 1,000 years before God, and 1,000 years is like a day. Beloved, in the supernatural realm, there is no Monday, there is no Tuesday. In the spirit realm, there are no days. It's one day. God hasn't got days. God has only one day. So 1,000 years is just like one day. And one day is like 1,000 years. I understood this aspect of God. So covenants don't die. Covenants exist. God is the covenant keeper. That was why he said, he remembers his covenant to the third and what? Fourth generation. Third and fourth generation. Abraham is already with him in heaven. But here on earth, God still remembers the covenant he made with Abraham. He still remembers the obedience of Abraham. Abraham obeyed the terms of the covenant. He obeyed the requirements of the covenant. The same thing applies to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus' covenant is the superior covenant. Look, you are covered by a superior covenant. You are backed by a superior covenant. Somebody should write it for me. You are covered. You are backed. You are supported. Somebody should write it for me. You are covered. You are backed. You are supported by a superior covenant. A superior covenant. A superior covenant. An ultimate covenant. You are covered. You are backed. You are supported by a superior covenant. That covenant is superior than any other covenant. It's superior than any other covenant. All covenants are under it. And do you know something? Every covenant has a voice. Every covenant speaks. Yes, every covenant has a voice. Every covenant speaks. Every covenant fights. Every covenant defends. Every covenant protects. Every covenant protects. You can wear a covenant like a garment. You can wear a covenant like a garment. Beloved, you and I are sons and daughters of a superior covenant. Yes. We are sons and daughters of a superior covenant. You and I are sons and daughters of a superior covenant. And this should be the greatest of our joy. In that covenant, there is no sickness. In that covenant, there is no disease. In that covenant, there is no poverty. Yes, in that covenant, there is no sickness. There is no sickness. There is no disease. There is no poverty. There is no death in that covenant. It's a superior covenant. Do you know why Israel never loses a battle? Do you know why even this battle going on? Let the whole world come together. They can't destroy Israel. Do you know why? Because of the covenant. Because of the covenant. Israel has a covenant. In fact, it is a covenant that is fighting for Israel. I'm telling you, thank you. Thank you, Mama Joyce. Good morning, Daddy and Mommy. This is an amazing teaching. Bless you. That's good. I'm telling you, God bless you. Look. When our eyes open to certain things, all that we need to do, every day, we must declare it. I'm a child of a superior covenant. I'm a child of a superior covenant. I'm a child of a superior covenant. I'm a child. Look, that alone, it is opening your doors. I'm telling you, that alone, it sets you apart. Look, any trouble in which you enter, because of the covenant, because of the covenant. Do you know the Jews that are being killed? Somebody was telling me. I read something on Facebook. And it is being said that we think everybody in Israel is called a Jew. They know from foundation that Real Jews are people who are connected to Jesus Christ. I say, wow. So even what is going on, somebody was telling me that even in Gaza there, not everybody is being killed by Hamas. Real Messianic Jews, somehow, something saved them. Somebody was saying that a group of Hamas people were coming. They just bypassed them. They bypassed a family. It is as if they didn't see them. Beloved, covenant protects. Covenant fights. Covenant preserves. Covenant speaks. From today, let the everlasting covenant speak for you. Let the eternal covenant fight for you. Let the eternal covenant defend you. Let the eternal covenant make your story different. I am telling you that your story is different because of the eternal or the everlasting covenant. Your story is different because of the everlasting or eternal covenant. Look, people can go through the same thing. Yours is different because you have a covenant. You can stand on a covenant. Isaac succeeded in a family land because of a covenant. Because of a covenant. Because of a covenant. Because of a covenant. Isaac succeeded because of what? A covenant. Because Isaac had inherited Abrahamic covenant. Beloved, you are a son or daughter of a superior covenant. Before you fight anybody or touch anybody, find out what covenant is covering the person. Find out what covenant is covering the person. Find out the knowledge that the person has about the covenant. Otherwise, don't try. Don't try. Covenants are the foundation of life. Like you don't see the foundation of a building, so you don't see the covenant, even though it exists, even though it is speaking. Let's begin to thank the Lord right now. Let the lady pastor lead us as we thank the Lord right now. Let's thank the Lord for this. For this revelation, yes. For this teaching this morning, we are going to activate the covenant. We are going to pray the covenant. Even though we don't activate, it is always working. We are going to provoke the covenant. Provoke the covenant right now. Let's begin to thank the Lord. Let me tell you.
Let's begin to thank the Lord for this teaching that we have received this morning. Our eyes have been opened. We now know who we are in the Lord. Shall we begin to thank the Lord and bless him for this revelation? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning. We are grateful, our Lord and our God, for this great revelation. Something that many people do not know. And so as children of God, we have been walking in fear, in ignorance. And the devil has taken advantage of us for long. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Father, to have heard today's teaching. Thank you for the revelation. Thank you for this assurance that we are covered by a superior covenant, the most powerful covenant. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord, that we are children of the superior covenant. We are children of the most powerful covenant. We thank you, Lord, for this teaching. We thank you for this teaching, O God. We thank you for the revelation that has come this morning. We thank you for what has come to allay our fears, to cause us to know that we are children of a superior covenant, children of the most powerful covenant. Yes, Lord, we are grateful, Father. Thank you for this teaching. Thank you for the covenant that is covering us. Thank you for the covenant that is speaking unto our lives. Speaking over our lives, the covenant that is defending us. Lord, we are thankful unto you. We give you all the glory and all the praise. We celebrate you, Father, for whom you have made us. This is why our encounter with Christ is the most powerful thing, the greatest thing that has happened to us. Because through Jesus Christ, we have been ushered into this relationship with our Father, where we have been made children of the superior covenant. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are grateful, Father. We thank you so much. We exalt you. We uplift you. We give you glory and we give you all the praise. We celebrate you, O Lord,
this morning. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, listen to me, please. Any time you enter into a situation, just declare, let the everlasting covenant speak for me. Let the eternal covenant fight for me. Either you use the term everlasting or eternal, they are the same. It means this covenant never dies. It never dies. It is superior. Messianic covenant, the covenant of our Lord Jesus Christ, is superior than Abrahamic covenant. Even Abrahamic covenant is superior than any other covenant. Like I said, the reason why a small nation like Israel, other nations come together and they are not able, is because the covenant is fighting for them. A covenant is spiritual. Look, life here on earth is spiritual. Look, what controls your circumstances is spiritual. It's a covenant. Now that you are in Christ, you have inherited a superior covenant. But because we don't know this, we allow the devil to cheat us. We allow the devil to cheat us. Beloved, you have inherited a superior covenant. A superior covenant. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I declare today.
I declare today. That I
glorify your name. I am a child.
I am a child.
I am a son.
I am a daughter.
I am a daughter.
I am a daughter
of a superior covenant.
A superior covenant.
A superior covenant.
A superior covenant.
A superior covenant. A superior covenant.
Yes, Lord.
A superior covenant.
A superior covenant.
A superior covenant.
A superior
I am a child of a superior covenant.
I am a child of a superior covenant.
I am a child of a superior covenant.
I am a child of the superior covenant.
I am covered by a superior covenant.
I am a child.
I am backed by a superior covenant.
I am
supported by a superior covenant.
I am supported by a superior covenant. I am a child of God. I am a child of a superior covenant. I am a child of a powerful covenant. I am a child and I am backed by a superior covenant. I am covered by a superior covenant. Yes, Lord. I am covered by the superior covenant. I am a child of a superior covenant. I am a child of a superior covenant. I am
covered by a superior covenant.
I am a child of 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 a superior covenant.
I'm a child of a superior covenant.
Yes,
I'm a child of a superior covenant.
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 I'm a child of the superior covenant.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
I'm a child of the superior covenant.
Thank you for this covenant.
The new covenant in the blood of Jesus.
Thank you for this powerful.
I'm
a child of a superior covenant. I'm a child of a superior covenant.
I'm a child of a superior covenant.
I'm a child of a superior covenant.
I'm a child of a superior covenant.
I'm a child of a superior covenant.
I'm a child of a superior covenant.
I'm a child of a superior covenant.
La baba
ayaba karaba shata kabaya
ile papa rakata kabaya
ibeleketeke barakata kabaya
ibeleketeke barakata kabaya
ile papa I am supported. I am backed. by a superior covenant. So my case is different. My case is different because I am supported. I am backed by a superior covenant. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, who you know is important. Good education is important. Good relationship is important. Good skills. What all these things, they are very, very necessary. They are very, very important. I'm telling you. They are very, very important. But let me tell you, the superior is the covenant. It is not only this, but a covenant. Immediately you hear a covenant, there is also an altar. A covenant is connected to what? An altar. An altar is a place where the covenant was cut. An altar is a place where the covenant was cut, where the sacrifice of the covenant is made. So covenant and altar, they are the same thing. When you mention altar, there is a sacrifice, there is a covenant. When you mention covenant, there is an altar, the place where the covenant was made. So we are going to make some declarations right now. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let the covenant.
Let the covenant.
Let the everlasting covenant.
Let the everlasting covenant.
Let the eternal covenant.
Let the eternal covenant.
Speak for me.
Speak for
in
me.
In this situation.
This situation.
In this condition.
This condition.
Let the eternal
let
covenant.
The eternal covenant.
Let the everlasting
let the
covenant.
Everlasting covenant.
Speak for me.
Speak for me.
Fight for me.
Fight for
defend me.
Me. Defend
speak
me.
Speak for me.
Speak for me.
Fight for me.
Fight for
defend
me.
Defend me. Speak for me.
Speak for me.
Fight for me.
Fight for
defend
me.
Defend me. Paparakata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya.
In
this case,
yes, in
this
condition,
in this situation,
in this situation,
in which I find myself, even if it is my fault,
even if it is my
mistake, let the everlasting covenant,
let the eternal covenant,
whose child I am,
whose child I am,
whose child I am, everlasting covenant.
Everlasting covenant.
The eternal covenant.
The eternal covenant.
Will never disown me.
Disown me.
Will never disown me.
Never disown me.
Will never disown me.
Never disown me.
Never, never disown me.
Never,
disown me.
Even
if it is my mistake.
Even if it is my mistake.
I confess it.
Confess it.
Even if
it is my fault.
I confess it.
And I
say, let everlasting covenant take over now. Take over. Take over. Take over. Take over. Take over, take over. Let the everlasting covenant take over my battles.
Take over my battles.
Take over my battles.
Let the everlasting covenant
take over my battles. Take over my battles. Take over my fight. Take over my fight.
Take over my fight.
Take over my fight.
Take over my fight.
Take over my fight.
Take over my issues.
Take over my issues.
Take over my issues.
Yes, Lord. Pray that prayer right now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, let the everlasting covenant whose child I am. Take over my
papa,
issues. Take over my issues. Take over
bala.
My battles.
Le
and
papa
fight my battles
kata.
For me. Papa, over, take over. Take over. Take over.
Libaba rakata kabaya kata kabaya. Libaba rakete kebalo kuto kebale kete kebale.
Take over my situation.
Libaba rakata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya kata.
Difficult situation.
Le papa le kete ke balo koto ke bale,
le papa
la kata kabalo koto ke bale,
le
papa
la
kata kabaya kata,
le
papa le kete ke bale kete,
le
papa le kete ke bale kete ke bale kete,
le
papa lo koto ke bale kete ke balo koto ke bale,
le
papa
le
kete
ke
balo koto ke bale kete,
le
papa lo koto ke bale kete ke bale kete,
le
papa lo koto ke bale kete ke bale kete, le
papa lo koto ke bale kete ke bale kete, le
papa lo koto ke bale kete ke bale kete, Let the everlasting covenant. Speak for me.
Speak for me.
Speak for me.
Speak for me.
Fight for me.
Fight for
defend
me.
Defend
conquer
me. Conquer
for me.
Make a way for me.
Make a way for me.
Make a way for me.
Where there is no way,
make a way for me.
Where there is no way,
make a way for me.
In this situation,
let everlasting covenant.
Let the everlasting covenant.
Yes,
make a way for me. Make a way for me.
Make a way for me.
Make a way for me.
Make a way for me.
Make a way for me.
Make a way for me.
Ile papa
rakata kabaya.
Ile papa
rakata kabaya.
Ile papa
rakata kabale.
Ile papa
lokoto kaba arapapa.
Yes, Lord.
Let the everlasting
covenant.
I am under
to fight for me.
Ile papa,
ipakale
bakaruka
to kalababa.
Yes, Lord.
Let the everlasting covenant.
Let the everlasting
covenant.
Whose child I am?
Whose child I am?
Let the everlasting covenant
rise on my behalf.
Rise on my behalf.
Rise on my behalf.
In this condition,
in this situation,
in this situation,
in this condition,
let the everlasting covenant
rise up for me.
Rise up for me.
Rise up for me,
rise up for me,
rise up for me,
intervene 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 for me,
fight for me,
defend me.
Ali papa rakata
kabaya
kata
kabaya
kata.
Ile
papa italabasha.
Ile
papa rakata
kaba italabasha.
Fight for me,
fight for me.
Papa rakata
kaba italabasha.
Le
papa rakata kaba
italabasha.
Ile
pepe
eteke barakata
kaba
italabasha.
Take over my battles in the name of Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' mighty name. When you read Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 29. Hebrews 11, verse number 29. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. Do you know what qualified the Israelites to pass through the Red Sea? Abrahamic covenant. It was the covenant that qualified them. But the Egyptians were not part of the Abrahamic covenant. So when they also tried to pass through where the Egyptians were passing through, they were swallowed. Let me tell you, look, two people can enter into the same trouble. Their coming out or their victory depends on the covenant that covers them. I'm telling you, the covenant that is supporting them. Child of God, you don't know who you are. You are a child of a superior covenant.
Amen.
You are a child of what? A superior covenant. That is why your case is different. Look, even when shame has come, even when this, look, that's why the Bible says that all things work together for us, for good to those who love the Lord, and those who are called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It is because of the superior covenant. There is no failure in that covenant. There is no death in that covenant. There is no premature death in that covenant. There is no poverty in that covenant. Look, there is no. So at the end of the day, poverty becomes prosperity. At the end of the day, death becomes life. At the end of the day, shame and disgrace become celebration. That is how it is. When you understand this, we are going to pray this covenant very much next week. Beloved, when you understand this, I am telling you, look, you begin to celebrate. Be conscious of this, that you are a son or daughter of the everlasting covenant. I don't know the particular situation in which you find yourself. You see, that is where, do you know what the devil used to limit us? The devil used general economic situations. General. Look at the economic situation. So everybody is shouting. But you have forgotten that Your case is different because you are covered by a superior covenant. Yes, we all go to market. We buy the same things at the same price, at the same whatever. Yes, if transportation fare, fuel, we are paying the same price. We are paying the same. But do you know what the superior covenant does? You have no idea. You have no idea the areas that the superior covenant covers. Beloved, when we become conscious of this superior covenant and begin to declare, even that sickness in your body will disappear right now. That sickness in your body will disappear right now. I declare to everyone online, whatever situation you find yourself, let the superior covenant, whose child are you, whose child you are, whose son or daughter you are, defend you right now. Step into that situation right now. I activate the everlasting or eternal covenant into that situation. Let the eternal of the everlasting covenant begin to speak, begin to fight, begin to defend you, begin to step into that situation. Marital issue with your husband, marital issue with your wife, an issue, a family issue with your children, a family issue, a medical condition, a financial issue, an economic issue, an issue with your career, your business, your investment. Let the everlasting covenant, let it rise up. Let it rise up. Let the superior covenant in Christ rise up. From this very moment, let not your battles become your battles again. Let no battle that you are fighting become your battle again. Let no issue become your issue again. Let the superior covenant take over. Let the superior covenant step in. Let the superior covenant take over, take over, take over, take over. Bali karando sakiba andi. Ureke teke baroko to kabai takuli. Ozeke teke teke bari. Let the eternal covenant take over. Let the eternal covenant take over right now. Let the eternal covenant bring the change. Let the eternal covenant manifest the answers to our prayers and declarations. Let the eternal covenant of God bring, of God, acceleration. Let the eternal covenant bring speed. Let the eternal covenant of God produce the testimony and the miracle. Our miracle is in the eternal covenant. Our breakthrough is in the eternal covenant. Our testimony is in the eternal covenant. Our expectation is in the eternal covenant. Let the eternal covenant, let the superior covenant manifest it right now. 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 Ipaparakata kaba ita ledeshe. Ile paparakata kaba ita. Ibeleketeke barokoto kaba. Ibeleketeke barokoto kaba ya.
Manifest our breakthrough right now.
Yes,
In this situation,
I am covered
by the eternal covenant.
I am supported by the eternal covenant.
the eternal covenant.
This medical condition,
in this medical condition,
I am covered.
I am covered
by the eternal covenant.
By the eternal covenant.
By the superior covenant.
By the superior covenant.
By the superior covenant.
By the superior
in this
covenant.
Battle,
in this
I am
battle,
covered.
I am covered.
By the superior covenant.
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 By the superior covenant. Yes,
by the superior covenant.
By the superior covenant.
Superior covenant.
Yes, Lord. In this situation, yes, Lord. In this matter, I am backed by the superior covenant. I am backed by the most powerful covenant. I am backed by the superior covenant. I am backed by the superior covenant. That is speaking for me. That is fighting every battle in my life. Let the eternal covenant go into action. Lord, let the eternal covenant go into action.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, I declare into your life, let the superior covenant, the eternal covenant, the everlasting covenant, the ultimate covenant, the new covenant, accelerate you. Accelerate you. Accelerate you. Accelerate the
Amen.
Fulfillment of your testimony.
Amen.
Accelerate the fulfillment of your dream.
Amen.
Accelerate the manifestation of your miracle.
Amen.
Accelerate the manifestation
yes,
of your
Lord.
Turnaround.
Yes, Lord.
Accelerate it in your life.
Yes,
accelerate it in your life.
Amen.
Let the superior covenant beat the time.
Amen.
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 Suspend your age.
Amen.
Suspend your years.
Amen.
Suspend your years. Suspend your years.
Amen.
Suspend your years.
Amen.
Suspend
Amen.
Your years. Suspend
Amen.
Your age.
Amen.
Suspend your years.
And yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I usher you into that covenant right now.
Receive it in Jesus'
name. Let the superior covenant.
Yes, Lord.
Let the everlasting covenant.
Yes, Lord.
Let the eternal covenant.
Yes, Lord.
End every captivity.
Amen.
End every captivity in your life.
Amen.
End every captivity in your life.
Amen.
End every situation in your marriage.
Yes, Lord.
End every battle in your marriage. End every battle in your finances.
Yes, Lord.
End every battle with your career. End every battle right now in
yes,
Jesus' mighty
Lord.
Name. Let the superior covenant, let the everlasting covenant, let the eternal covenant that you have inherited end every barrenness.
Amen.
End every barrenness.
Amen.
End every singleness.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
End every barrenness.
We receive
end
it,
every
Lord.
Barrenness.
We receive
end
it,
every
Lord.
Singleness.
We receive
end
it
every singleness.
In the name
end
of
every
Jesus
singleness.
Christ.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let the superior covenant, let the everlasting covenant, let the eternal covenant end every delay.
Amen.
End every delay.
Amen.
End every delay.
Amen.
End every delay.
Amen.
End
Amen.
Every delay.
Amen.
End every delay.
Amen.
End every delay
Amen.
In your life. Let that delay come
yes,
to an end.
Lord.
Let that delay come to an end.
Yes, Lord.
Let that delay come to an
yes,
end.
Lord.
Let that delay come to an end. Let that delay come to an end. Let that delay come to an end. Let that delay come to an end in your life.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
By the everlasting covenant.
Amen.
Courtesy, the everlasting covenant. Courtesy, the eternal covenant. Courtesy, the superior covenant.
Amen.
Let every delay in your life come to an end.
Amen.
Let every delay become fulfillment.
Amen.
Let every delay become sudden fulfillment.
Amen.
By the power of everlasting covenant. Let that sickness disappear
Jesus
in your body.
Name.
Let that disease disappear in your body.
Jesus
Let that
name.
Sickness disappear in your body.
In
Let that disease
Jesus.
Disappear in your body. Let that sickness
Jesus
disappear
Christ.
In your body.
Yes,
Let
Lord.
That disease disappear in your body.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
By the superior covenant. By the everlasting covenant. You are qualified for that contract.
Amen.
You are qualified for that business.
Amen.
You are qualified for that job.
Amen.
Let the superior covenant,
Thank you,
let
Jesus.
The everlasting covenant
Thank you, Jesus.
Deliver that job,
yes, Lord.
Deliver that contract,
yes, Lord.
Deliver that testimony,
Kabo
deliver
Shaka.
That miracle
Deepa
unto you
Kabo
right
Kata.
Now. Everyone online, you are qualified for that testimony. You are qualified for that miracle. You are qualified for that contract. You are qualified for that business. You are qualified for that breakthrough. Because of the everlasting covenant.
Amen.
Because of the eternal covenant.
Amen.
Your feet are already planted in your miracle.
Amen.
Your feet are already planted.
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 Yes,
your
Lord.
Feet are already planted.
Amen.
By the power of the everlasting covenant. By the power of the eternal covenant.
Jesus,
by the power of the superior covenant. Where people go and fail, you should succeed. You should succeed. Like Isaac in Gerar. You should break through. You should be successful. Where others cannot succeed, you should be successful. Your business should be successful. Your marriage should be successful. Everything of yours should be successful. Where others cannot pass, you are passing there. What doesn't work for others is working for you. This weekend, I declare a weekend of delivery. Delivery of your testimonies,
yes,
by the superior covenant. Yes, delivery of your testimony by the superior covenant. Delivery of your testimony by the superior covenant. Delivery of a testimony by a superior covenant. I usher you from today. May you never feel that battle again. Because the superior covenant,
yes,
has taken
Lord,
over.
Yes, Lord,
may
yes,
you
Lord.
Not feel that battle with your superior.
Name of Jesus.
Battle with your husband. Battle with your wife.
Jesus. Yes,
let
Lord.
The superior covenant,
yes, Lord.
Confront that person.
Jesus.
Confront
name.
That person.
Yes, Lord.
Challenge that person.
Jesus.
Fight that person.
Jesus.
Defeat
name.
That person.
Jesus.
Let the superior covenant,
yes, Lord.
Confront that situation.
Confront that,
confront
situation.
That challenge.
Destroy.
Confront that,
yes,
difficulty.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let the superior covenant,
covenant
take over right now. Take over right now.
Cover.
Take over right now. Take over right
yes,
now.
Lord.
Take over right now.
Jesus name.
Ele babarakata. May you enjoy a weekend of fulfillment,
amen.
A weekend of breakthroughs,
amen.
A weekend of solutions,
amen.
By the eternal covenant,
amen.
By the superior covenant,
amen.
By the eternal covenant,
amen.
By the superior covenant,
amen.
By the eternal covenant,
amen.
By the superior covenant,
amen.
By the eternal covenant,
amen.
By the superior covenant,
amen.
By the eternal covenant.
Amen.
Let that disease disappear right
Jesus
now.
Name.
Begin to feel well.
Yes,
begin to feel well.
Amen.
Begin to feel well.
Amen.
Begin to feel well.
Amen.
Let that medical condition,
yes,
change
Lord.
Right now.
Jesus,
let the eternal covenant step in right
Lord.
Now. Let the eternal covenant change that medical
yes,
condition.
Lord.
Change that medical condition.
Yes, Lord.
Situation in
yes,
your marriage.
Lord.
Change that situation at
yes,
your workplace.
Lord.
Change that situation
bring that connection.
Right now.
Yes,
change that situation
yes,
right now in your finances. Yes, your case is different.
Yes,
let the eternal covenant bring that contract, bring that job,
Jesus
bring
name.
That contract,
bring
that,
contract.
That job,
bring
increase
that
your salary,
yes, Lord.
Open that door,
open that
open
door,
that door. Open that
favor.
Door, open
favor
that door, favor you
please,
right
Lord.
Now, favor you
yes,
right
Lord.
Now, favor you right
yes,
now,
Lord.
Favor you right
yes,
now,
Lord.
Bring laughter. Bring laughter. Bring laughter, bring laughter, bring laughter, bring laughter,
yes,
oh my
Lord.
God. The angel
yes,
that's stepping right now.
Yes, Lord.
And that's not where I can
thank
close.
You.
Yes, I
thank
want to
you,
cut
Lord.
It, but I tell you,
Ile
Papa Rakatakabaya, Ibelekebara,
Ile
Papa Itakabaya, Ibelekebarokutukabaya, Ibelekebarakata. Let the eternal covenant deliver that testimony. Deliver that testimony. Deliver that testimony.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver that testimony. Deliver that testimony. Deliver that total healing.
Deliver
that total restoration. Deliver
that
better job.
Deliver
that better job. Deliver
that
better contract. Deliver
that
promotion. Deliver that position. Deliver that husband. Deliver that wife. Deliver that child. Deliver, deliver. Deliver, deliver, deliver. Iparabashata kabaya. Ibeleketeke barakata. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, never forget to provoke and activate the everlasting or eternal covenant. It is a superior covenant. It is the ultimate covenant. You are wearing it. I put on you that covenant right now.
Amen.
Wear that covenant like a garment. You are wearing the eternal covenant like a garment.
Yes, Lord.
You are wearing the superior covenant like a garment. That is why your case is different.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit has said to me, the reason why the enemy fights you is because of the eternal covenant. Because the enemy knows that wherever you are a full stop. He can't operate. He cannot succeed. As long as you are aware, he can never succeed. That is why, because of you traveling on that road, that was why accident never occurred. Because of you in that car, that is why the accident didn't occur in that passenger car. Because of you, that is why the enemy fights you. Because he knows you are a carrier of the eternal covenant, the superior covenant. So be aware and declare. Be aware, be conscious and declare. Be conscious and declare. Always declare. Let the eternal covenant speak for me, fight for me, defend me, lead me, deliver this testimony, deliver this breakthrough, deliver my miracle. Let this weekend be a weekend full of testimonies.
Amen.
Be a weekend full of deliveries.
Amen.
Be a weekend full of good news.
Amen.
Somebody is receiving a good news. Immediately we say amen. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.